Look at that woman in the corner. A perfectly normal, non-psychotic section manager, with a pleasant and easy demeanour towards everyone she works with. As far as anyone is aware, she doesn't really fancy anyone in the office. She appears to be writing a long, important email. But you know what she's really doing? She's thinking about that bloke 5 desks away that she's only talked to about 10 times. If we went away for a mini break together, we couldn't go to Paris. He went there with his ex-girlfriend, she's thinking. I know. He mentioned it once. I remember. I'm not going to go tromping round the Louvre if he's comparing me, in my spring mac, to her, in her spring mac. Not that we'd be going in spring anyway. Given where we are in our relationship now, if he made the first move today, the earliest we'd be going on mini breaks would be, counts up on fingers, November, and it would be really rainy and my hair would go all flat. I need an umbrella. But, she continues, typing angrily, if I had an umbrella, then we wouldn't be able to hold hands because I'd have the brolly in one hand and me handbag in the other, so that would be shit. Unless I could fit everything I needed in my pockets, then I wouldn't have to take a handbag to the Louvre. But I'd be without spare tights if I got splashed. And I'd have to go bare-legged, and it would be so cold that my legs would look all purple, and I'd be tense when we went back to the hotel to fuck, and I'd be trying to hide him with a towel, and he'd think I was prick-teasing him and go off me. Oh, for fuck's sake, why is he taking us to Paris in November? I hate him. She doesn't even fancy this bloke. She's barely even spoken to him. If he asked her out for a drink, she'd probably say no. She has no desire to have an actual relationship with him. And yet, next time he talks to her, she'll be a trifle curt with him, and he, in his wildest, most opium-fueled imaginings, would never come close to guessing why that might be.